Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I bet.
Amazing way. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure, especially when we get a chance to get one of our founding members of our Brain Trust, one of the original founding members. John Fox is back. That's right. John O. Fox. Been with us since the first year, 1998, and he's a tax attorney by profession, now retired, a professor of tax policy by profession at Mount Holyoke College, now retired, and now he just plays golf and causes trouble with his exciting ideas about tax policy. He's the author of If Americans Really Understood the Income Tax, and I've been telling you about it for a long time, and it's as valid today as it ever was. He's our good friend, John Fox. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. It's just a great pleasure to be with you this morning.
I'm so sorry for the girls at Mount Holyoke who aren't going to have the
benefit of... Wait a second, Jim. What? Jim, you just violated a basic... They're not girls, women.
They're women.
They're
okay.
Women.
All
right. If you call them girls, you get...
Well, you know, when you're a grandpa, you get to see... Yeah. You can get away with stuff like that.
I know.
You can get away... They let the doddering old guys go, I think. You know,
they give us a little rope.
They think I'm harmless, yeah. But the women at Mount Holyoke, I'm sorry they're not going to have you available to them in the future. That's a great loss for them.
It's a great
loss for academia, John.
I mean that sincerely. Well, thank you. I really am doing it because I want to free up time to go abroad and talk about U.S. tax policy and what other countries are doing. So I plan to begin doing that this fall, and I think that'll be an interesting chapter in my life.
What is your opinion of U.S. tax policy now, John?
Well, it's no different. It's probably gotten worse since I wrote If Americans Really Understood the Income Tax. It's a mess, and it doesn't make any sense to have a tax policy that about half of our tax policy is collecting income, and the other half is advancing social and economic policies, most of which don't make social sense or economic sense.
Well, and also create lots of problems.
Huge problems, and I wanted to talk a little bit about 501c4. As we talk
let's hold off on that. Let's do that separately. I want to do that as a separate topic.
All right,
but come back to what you were saying about the social issues.
Well, what we have in the income tax law,
a lot of people never think about the tax policy as being bifurcated, like you just described.
Well, we have an income tax policy, a federal income tax policy, which taxes only about half of our income. Now, people may be very happy about that, but there are real consequences to it. So, roughly, there's at least $12 trillion of individual income last year, and close to $6 trillion of that doesn't get taxed.
And you're talking about also you're not just talking about the wealthy. You're talking about a broad-based perspective too, aren't you?
Yeah, but most of it's filled with tax breaks. So if you're a taxpayer, you want to say, well, maybe I'm really happy that only half of it gets taxed. But the fact is that most of the tax breaks are for high-income people. Mm-hmm. And the effect of that is it drives up tax rates much higher than they otherwise would be. So if you're not somebody who gets a lot of tax breaks, you're probably paying a much higher tax rate than you would pay if Congress cleared out most of these exceptions and provided only the most essential tax breaks.
But when you've got a scenario that's upside down like we have, John, where I've forgotten the exact number, you probably know this, where 80% of Americans pay 30% of the tax, of the income tax, it's a ratio like that, folks. I don't know the exact number, John, maybe you do. But my point is, when you get that kind of a situation, it's understandable that the top 20% are saying we need some relief. This is not fair to us either.
Well, it's all sort of corrupting. One thing leads to another. The problem for so much of, and it won't be solved through taxation, is the disparate distribution of income in this country. Yep. It is quite true that high-income people pay vastly more in taxes proportionally. Right. Than middle income and low income. Low income right. people don't pay any
and
how, tax.
And the solution is broaden the base, cut the exemptions and the loopholes, broaden the base, lower the rates, and you could collect more money and be fair to everybody, right?
It would be fair. You're not going to solve this income inequality just by changing the tax laws.
No.
These are profound issues.
The income inequality thing, which I agree with you about, is not just a tax issue. It's much bigger than that. We're going to come back and talk about some more tax issues from the great mind of John Fox after these messages. 22. Stay with us.
Got a heart.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.